For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on deck. Oh. It's a new Shift and Stare, and we've got guests again this week, which is always much more fun than just the three of us talking, you know? Because, you know what? I'm right at the top, guys. I'm going to say thanks to our listeners because we've been asking you to go to iTunes, giving us a 5-star rating, and giving us those comments, and you guys have been coming through, and we got a bunch of new ones there. Some are positive, some are negative, but it doesn't matter. They all help. So, you know, the one that said I wasn't funny. Yeah, okay, thanks a lot. You know, I think we all know that. We knew that. But then there was the one that said...
That's because we're all graybeards.
Yes. And then there was the one that said that that Matt just, you know, come on, dude. We know about your Ford cars. And I was like, obviously a Chevy lover, right? But no, seriously, everybody, we really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. This is episode 252, and don't forget that we are putting these up on our YouTube page and on our Facebook page. So go there, see the Zoom where you can actually see what's happening, not just hear what's happening. And let's get started. Aaron, welcome.
How are you doing? That's why we look so pretty, you know, because...
Yes. Yeah, your beard all trimmed.
And we're barefoot.
There you go. But at least you got
pants. Matt's not wearing pants.
Matt, how you doing today?
I'm good. I tell you what. Why don't we do this? Let's a little shout out to our friends at Geico before
we get started. Real quick,
you know what?
Are you wearing pants today?
I haven't worn pants
in
6 months.
Don't make him show. You know what happened last time.
Don't make me stand up.
Hey, and we're going to thank our sponsor. And Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies?
I did know that.
That's 15%. Yeah, you knew that because I said it last week and the week before. It's 15% on top of the money Geico could already be saving you. So what are you waiting for? You guys should go in and do it. But there's a limited time. So you got to go in by October 7th to save 15% from Geico. Just visit geico.com to learn more. That's geico.com.
Hey everyone, it's Brennan Taylor. You may have seen me on YouTube or even your television. Well, I'm starting a podcast called Sus, Share Your Scare, on Podcast One. Have you ever been in a suspicious, crazy, or wild situation? Well, on Sus, we're going to dive into firsthand accounts of all things terrifyingly thrilling, intense, and paranormal. From myself, from you the listener, and from some of my friends. You may actually know them. Don't miss Sus, Share Your Scare, dropping every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.
Racing, rides, people, and places. With your hosts, Brad Banjor, Matt DeAndrea, and Aaron Hagar. New media for a new type of motorsport enthusiast.
All right.
We appreciate everybody at Geico, and we appreciate our guests today because we've known these ladies for a long time. They're doing so many great things. Now, I don't even know how long I've known the both of you. I know that we've worked on SEMA projects, and we've worked on TV, and we've worked on all kinds of stuff, but you're both fun. Sarah and Teresa, how are you today?
Fantastic. Yeah, doing great. How are you?
We're doing good. I mean, we've got the brains and the brawn and the beauty from LGBTCTS Motorsports in San Dimas, California, and we're going to hear all about today about Baja Forged, your new adventure, right?
So, you got to keep the adventures new all the time, you know?
I know. Oh, you know, I know that. But I want to start right off because what is so cool is about the both of you is that you're hands-on. I mean, you're in the shop, you're in the paint booth. You know, Sarah's out there in the shop, and she's out there behind the desk helping people figure out what they need. And yep. But not only that, you're out there in the world, because I see your posts all the time. You guys are having so much fun. You're out in the desert. I'm jealous because, I mean, I'm stuck in my office and I see you guys out racing trucks and out, you know, overlanding and doing all kinds of things. Just give us the big picture of what's going on.
These girls play hard, folks. Yeah. These girls make us guys go, damn, we need to get out and do more.
Man, I've told
you. And I'm going to. I know, I was going to say, we're leaving for Mexico as soon as this is over. We're heading out to Baja. If you guys want
right?
to join us.
Right? Nice. Yeah, I'm going to move a trailer. Hey.
So tell us what's going on up there your way. What? Tell us about Baja Forge, how it was birthed, and what's going on.
It's birthed. Yeah.
Easy, Brad.
To talk more about this one, you know, she's a designer, so she's, the one that creates it all. I just sell it. Makes it look good afterwards. It's been around for a while. It's been something that, I kind of started, I keep looking back and going back to it, and actually it goes back to my 68 Bronco that my parents got me when I was 21. And so actually it was like, I was trying to remember, I think it was 20, 21, yeah. Right about there. But that was the first set of bumpers that I actually like designed. And that was actually with Smitty Built, if everyone remembers Smitty Built back in day.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still around, but you know, this was like the actual, original owners and stuff that had it. And so I just always love the design style and aspect of it, of making, something that's functional, but like look really cool as well. And then, we do project vehicles with LGECTS. And when we did our first Ranger, in 2020, or 2000.
Yeah.
Like, God, I'm like, it is 2020.
No, 20 recently.
Years ago. Yeah. 2000. Sounds so weird to say that.
Not to be redundant, but 2020. Right.
But so we actually, I designed a set of bumpers for that back then. And those were actually stainless steel bumpers that we did on that Ranger. And it's just been like an ongoing thing that I really enjoy designing them. So then in 2011, when I did my personal Gen 1 Ford Raptor, it went to the SEMA show. I was totally super excited about it. It was out in the parking lot out where Ford Out Front, started doing their, I think it was the first year that Ford Out Front, or the second year, that they started doing that, and that created a lot of buzz out there. And so apparently, my truck was out there and people are starting to tell us like, wow, there's this thing called the mystery bumper. I'm like, oh really, what's that? And they're like, oh, it's the bumper on your truck. And I'm like, oh, cool. So it was apparently on all these forums and stuff. We finally figured out that, all these people were asking for it. And so we just decided, like, maybe this is something we need to do, is start actually making, this product and stuff. So we made a couple runs of that through LGECTS and stuff. And then finally this year with COVID, I'll let Sarah take over there a little bit. She likes to tell that story. So, yeah.
No, I mean, like you said, we were building our bumpers, but they were all just like one-offs and people ordered them when we built them, built to order. And, once COVID hit, it was kind of like, oh, now we run out of excuses of why we can't mass produce these things and actually start building bumpers and start the product line. So I guess it gave us some time to actually, push us forward. And so we launched it, went for it. Started making the actual bumpers, so we launched the Baja Forge.
Yeah.
Made the website, everything that we needed to do, and
whole separate business. It's really actually been pretty cool, because like the idea behind it is that yes, all these people are like, oh, I can't bring my vehicle to your shop to get it done, and that was the thing is like, and now we're shipping to Hawaii, to North Dakota, to New Jersey, and it's like, kind of cool. It's kind of exciting to be able to like put those packages together and help people create what we're creating here, but you know, all over the world kind of. So
yeah.
Really, really cool stuff. If you decide to transition into Land Rover Defenders, please let me know.
I think we need one first so that we can practice on it, right?
There you go.
They need it. We're not that far.
It is an overland vehicle.
See what they need to do with it. But, you know, the thing about it is that so many aftermarket companies, the majority of them, have been born out of not just need, but out of enthusiasm. And when I heard that you both were starting up Baja Forged, I said, oh, they're making parts and propaganda. Because it's because you guys post so much from being out in the desert, from, hey, we're going to the races, you know. You live it, you breathe it. I know that so many times, you know, in that SEMA push, which, how's that going this year?
How's that SEMA crunch?
With that non-existent SEMA
show?
Isn't
that weird? Yeah. Isn't it weird not to have big bags under your eye?
Yeah. So weird. But, it's like September 1st for all the cars.
And
I've actually been getting sleep.
It's not September 1st. Yeah.
Hey, you girls look great. You look like there's no SEMA this year.
Oh, that's right.
The thing is that
looks like January.
Is that that's why I say parts and propaganda, because it's propaganda in a good way. You are living it. You're out there doing it. Now you're making, as I understand, and fill in, but it's bumpers, roof racks, sidebars, bed cages, everything, right?
Yeah, so where that all like was born out of is exactly that, is our need to go out to do the type of stuff that we want to do. So it's like we go to Baja, we go off-roading, and then we're like, cool, well, this bumper works, but not really good. We need a different approach angle, you know. So first off, it was built out of need, because you know, we needed to be able to make these vehicles work even better off-roading, you know? So then we're like, okay, what can we do? Okay, we need a roof rack because we need, you know, rooftop tent or whatever. We need, you know, to be able to have bumpers on there that, you know, won't, you know, that way we're not getting damage to, you know, the rest of the body. And again, we're adding more approach angle to it. So we're able to, you know, to come up to something at a better angle and stuff. So it was born out of that need. And then, of course, aesthetically, like to me, it's like, you don't want something that you just slap on there. Like it needs to like enhance the lines of the vehicle, you know? So it's almost like you want to put something on the car that like looks like it was meant to be there in the first place. Mm-hmm. It's not overdone. It's like it was almost built from the factory, but then, you know, I like the old school design of like the two bumpers and stuff, because that's the old school Baja stuff, you know?
Yeah, and like just to go off of what she said, like on our roof racks, so just an example, it's not that there's not roof racks out there, there are roof racks out there, but like my cousin Amanda and I, we went off-roading up in Big Bear one weekend, and the roof rack that we had that wasn't ours on there completely fell apart. Like it just rattled from the dirt roads and like came apart, and it's like, me and her in the middle of like nowhere, like retrying to like pack our stuff without a roof rack into the car now, because it won't fit on the actual roof rack, and I couldn't fix it. And I'm like, you know, and it's like, that's where it's like, people are like, oh, well, I can buy these other roof racks. And I'm like, yeah, but once you start putting all this heavy stuff on there and actually going off-roading, all of those racks just kind of fall apart, and we just really need something to rely on.
Well, wait a minute. So you're talking about something that's useful and can actually go off-roading, not just look good running around Orange County.
100%. We love the best of both worlds, always.
So we could assume that yours are welded together and not bolted together. Right? Cannot save
like riveted together. I was just over at Galpin Auto Sports. They're near me. I like the guys over there a lot. They're kind of doing what you're talking about. They have customers come in and they say, you know, I saw this product. It looks good. Or I like these shocks or whatever. And then these guys are constantly going, yeah, we've used those. that one, you're right. That front bumper looks cool, terrible approach angle. And, you know, yeah, that suspension looks good on your Raptor, but we've installed, you know, a bunch of those and eight other companies, and, you know, you're not going to like the ride quality of this. So there's a lot of this, you know, we all love to do our sort of our bench racing and bench dyno testing, but there's sort of a real world approach to getting the products out there. Like you were saying, you were designing the bumpers, for example, or using a roof rack and going, well, how do we make it better? It looks good, but is it also going to work? Is it going to work the way it's supposed to work? Are people going to be happy with this? So you really got to get out there and use the products. In the racing world, we hear it all the time. We race what we sell. We race what we sell.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We see a lot of that, but there's a lot more than just the racing, right? There's, you know, like what you guys are doing in the off-road stuff and anything from comfort level or noise, you know, things like that. You go, hey, I want the big 37s on my truck. I like the tires. You put them on there, and you're like, God, what's all that noise? And you're like, yeah. It's you just put monster truck tires on your truck, and now it's screaming down the freeway. So it's good that you guys are getting out there with some stuff that you're using and finding a need for it before you just decide to sell it.
It was totally born out of that. It was born out of the need and the necessity of us wanting product that was really good and us only really endorsing product that we believe in.
Yeah, definitely. And we do, like, exactly what you said about the outfit. We do the same thing. It's like, you know, I've been selling aftermarket parts now for 27 years. And it's like the first thing that when people walk into the front counter and ask a question, I'm like, what are you using your vehicle for? Okay. Oh, that's what you're using it. Now, what do you want to use your vehicle for? Because there's people that are like, well, I'm just a daily driver. And then it's like, but I really want to use it for doing this. Okay. Well, then let's build your vehicle so that you can start to go do that kind of stuff or start to get into that way. Because I'm not going to sell you a suspension kit that's great for street, but doesn't do off road, or maybe we need to find something in the middle. So it's definitely like the same thing, like when we start building our own product, it's like we know so many of the products out there because we've been using them for so long.
Testing, and using them
and say, oh, this one does do this really great. No, this one doesn't do that. And it's like, so we definitely have. We've tried pretty much, I mean, I'm not going to say everything out there, but I mean, we've been probably in vehicles that have had pretty much something on there, you know, always hopping in other people's vehicles out doing stuff.
But it's exactly what you said, like knowing tires and stuff like that. People would be like, oh, some people want the noise and want to hear. It's so funny. We're like, really? Are you serious? Like,
my wife wanted the noise on her CJ5. She's like, no, I want the big tires. I know they drive terrible, but I want the big tires. I want the noise. I want the whine. I'm like, okay. Like, wow. I like you even more now. 16 years later, you're getting better.
But it's totally that. It's understanding, like, what the person wants. And so we know all those different aspects like that. And that's through the LGE CTS side is we do. We know all the aftermarket parts because we put them on a vehicle, and then we have to go out and make sure, oh, we have to test drive the customer's car. We're like, okay, this is not what we expected, you know? And then we kind of know and are able to assess all of that stuff along the way. But then we know what we expect when we go off-roading. So that's where we started to realize, like, okay, there's certain things that we know that we need to endorse because that's what we believe in. Like we already know, we've tried this, we've worked with these companies. We want to give you something that is going to have our name on it too, that we can stand behind. Yeah.
Now, you have parts for Expedition, Raptor, Ranger, and Super Duties, right?
A little bit on the Ford side, but we have done like Tacomas and Tundras and stuff like that too.
Yeah, my Jeep had all of our stuff on it. The stuff that we're actually producing right now is the Ford line because. Yeah. So we have stuff like she said, on the Bronco, on the Jeep, Tacomas, we've done Chevys. We've done all the other stuff as well. We were focusing on the Ford stuff because we do a lot of Ford project vehicles. But the demand for the Expedition and the Ranger was way higher. There's not as many products out there for them. So we were kind of like, why start with a Jeep line where there's already a flooded market?
Yeah. Right.
And then we just had to compete with it. The expedition, we have no mark. There's no competition
yeah.
at all. So it's like, we started with the expedition. That's what we're known for when we built our expedition and then our ranger. So we started in a category that that we knew there was a need for. So, yeah.
Brilliant.
So let's back up for a second just on the LGE CTS side. We know we had you guys on before, I think either just prior to SEMA or it was one of Brad's moves where he's like, hey, I know they're jamming day and night to get 3 days from SEMA. Let's see if they're available to do the show.
That was probably right after I went over to their shop to do a sizzle reel for a new show and say,
right?
yes, it was that. Explain what the company is or how it evolved to. Like, we know it mostly as a design paint and body shop, but it looks like you're getting involved more in builds, and I don't know how much of the build you're doing in-house, but you can explain some of the builds as well that you've done. Certainly this past SEMA, one of the more attention-grabbing ones was Jay Leno's Bronco with the GT500, the new GT500 engine in it, which seemed like an exciting build. Also being able to get access to an engine like that, you know, and try to make it work or just even make it look good if you guys were just on the design side. So explain what the company's doing now and some of the vehicles you guys have done in the past. I think everyone, a lot of our listeners will be like, I know that car.
Right? Yeah, that's great. Yeah. So we're second generation. But my dad has been building SEMA cars since the early 90s.
With people like Brad and Von Speed. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
He drove him nuts many a time.
What a way to start. Jeez.
Yeah. So I think my sister and I started getting involved in the builds probably in like mid to late 90s. And it's kind of just like taken off from there. I think we got our first award from SEMA for bestest show was like 2001 on a Ford Escape that we did.
Yeah.
And it was what? It was paint mostly? Then?
It was the design and paint that had bumpers and stuff
bumpers
on it.
It was a
rally cross style Ford Escape at that time. Yeah.
They go all in, Matt. They're touching everything.
Yeah. So we pretty much do, at our shop itself, we do pretty much everything. I shouldn't say everything. We do not do interior. We don't do motors. We don't do transmissions. We don't do stereo. But
everything else. Like, I would say design, probably like design, paint, and suspension, that type of stuff is like our specialty. Like,
custom
and custom fabrication because of bumpers and stuff.
That
would be probably more of the specialty side of it.
And let's not, I don't want to focus too much on just all the new SEMA vehicles and like that, because you do a lot of project cars for customers because of the fact that you have fabrication and you have paint and body. And one of the ones I'm thinking of is when we worked for that TV show, the 4x4 El Camino, that I came to you guys with this crazy project. And we made it into a 4x4 that would actually really work, jump, full roll cage. And we shortened the body. We did all kinds of, from the design to the fabrication. And I think we built that in some crazy time period too, like over about 90 days or something. And
Had
it TV
but
ready.
Seven on TV.
8 hours.
No. Yeah.
But on a 5-day film schedule.
Yeah. And the funny part is I would say that's like where I really like thrive on things like that is like build times and stuff. Matt mentioned the Jay Leno Bronco. We built that in under 3 months. Like it was about 2.5. Yeah. Right.
Jeez.
2.5 months. We didn't even, the chassis was built in Tennessee. We built, the rest of it. We did the body and stuff at the same time. They weren't even married until the body and the chassis weren't married until like the middle of September. And it had to be done by October 25th, I think, so a week before SEMA, so we could have the reveal and everything. We had to get that motor. It had to run Okay, also, it had to run and drive, and we're like, oh, okay.
Mind you, this is the first great motor of this motor.
This motor, yeah. It's married to a manual transmission. It's
right, like which is also not available in any production
car. Yeah, exactly.
Car.
There's so many different things that had to get figured out. Like, we'd have these phone calls that were 23 people on the phone call because we had to figure out wiring and schematics and figuring out, like, how is this going to all happen and work and drive and function? Because they were adamant about, like, that thing had to start. And that's what they did actually start it at the SEMA show for the press conference, which that was the one of the biggest press conferences that SEMA has had in history. So that was pretty exciting too.
There's probably like 40 people on the team going, I hope it starts. I hope it starts. I hope it works.
Well, you know,
idols, it doesn't.
Oh, next to me, and that thing sounded badass. Too.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard it. I loved when Jay Leno was finally driving it, dude. He's got like permagrid.
Oh,
even when I was driving, I'm like, oh, this thing is—it's got a good rumble. I mean, it's a V8, you know, and it's like, oh, finally, good. At least you guys did a V8, you know. It's like you feel something like that when you're driving it, and you could just tell when like he was driving it. It was all about that. So. To me, it's like the way that we were able to do that vehicle. It was like a very like it was almost like the concept version of what it would have came out in you know 68 when that happened. You know, so it's like very fine things that were tuned on it that people look at the details and they're like, it looks like the regular Bronco, but there's a lot of little changes to it. You know, and that's the kind of stuff that like I really enjoy working with it. Like. You look at something, you're like, oh, yeah, okay, I would have bought that at the dealer, but there's something different about it. I don't know what it is, but I really like it. So then you really dive into it more and notice all those details and stuff. So,
yeah. I tell you a thing about Jay. His shop is near our shop. He's very friendly, invites us over. We screen our films there. He fires up his barbecue and makes hamburgers and stuff. And yes, you're like, why does he get to benefit from all the hard work that's put into it? But
he gets a lot of free cars for a reason.
Yeah, yeah. But he is a guy that does appreciate the amount of work and detail that goes into it. He's got a great eye for it. He's obviously an encyclopedia of automotive knowledge. And as much as he's a fan of the older stuff that he collects, he's all in on the late model stuff, the technology. Yeah. I think he really understands and appreciates what's going on there. So a very good person to build a car for.
Agreed. You know,
totally. Even if he's not there all day, he's been fantastic. Nothing but super kind and super easy for anything we've ever asked for.
Yeah.
You know, hey, can you narrate a film for us? Can you appear here? Can you do an interview? He just says yes to everything. And it's always easy. It's always easy. He's just like, yeah, when do you want to do it?
Yeah.
And we're like, can we just do it on a Wednesday? It's like, come on over Wednesday at 5. I'll order some food. Like, let's just do it. Like, and I love that about him.
That's it. I asked him to loan me $100 once and he looked at me like he didn't even know who I was.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't know actually who you are.
Who are you?
Sorry, Brad.
Yeah. But he's probably like, I'll give you 60.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I don't know you, so you're $60. Hey, can you imagine, guys, what they're going to have at SEMA next year with a year and 3 months to build it?
Yeah. You guys better get going.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm sorry, Aaron. I walked on you. What was that?
Yeah. No. I was just going to give Jay more compliments. It's all good.
Yeah. We built the little Bronco, but that wasn't the only build we did last year.
Right?
Good point. I think we did like 10 builds.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So 21, you have to show up with 20 cars. You know, you have 20 builds that you need to do for SEMA next year because you only did 10 last year.
Yeah. So Ford's going to be showing one factory car. The rest are all yours.
So one of our Baja Forge line is we had a Ford Super Duty that was on the end of the Ford booth too. And we did get an award for that, a design award.
That's the green one?
Yeah. Yep.
I love that truck. I love that truck. Yeah. It's like the guy who can work all week in style, and then go out to the desert and be totally dialed in. It's so
guy or girl, Brad.
Yeah, Brad.
You're right. Excuse me.
Oh, Brad.
It is
really
like the person that wants to work all week and hey, let's talk about some of the other stuff you're involved in, like AXC Automotive, because you are so immersed in that. Something that our dear friend Pete Chaporis helped get you guys immersed in with Alex. And tell everybody what that's about and what you do out there.
So let Sarah do some of it, but I want to bring the Pete part of it in because he was a huge advocate on...
Now, could you stop? You're going to make me cry and these guys too.
I doing this episode right now, I went back to thinking about when Jesse and I went to your shop and I was with Pete also. So I know, and obviously both of our really amazing friends are now not with us any longer, but they both obviously shared such a great spirit for all of us, you know? I know, right? But going back to Pete, he's been a fantastic mentor to both of us. I mean, a lot of the amazing male influences that we have in our life, you know, that's a big, huge part of like who we are. And Pete was such a huge advocate of AXC in the beginning, all the way through, and having Alex's name on there, you know, and then us adding his name on there as well. But I'll let Sarah explain a little bit more of what AXC is.
Yeah, so basically, over at the Fairplex in Pomona, there was an ROP program already. And basically, they approached the automotive world to find out, like, how to make it better. So there's, like, 75 of us that showed up, and I think 15 of us ended up being on the actual board. Or AXC.
And there was two, I think we were the only two females, or there's one more. I think there's one more female.
Now I remember.
I think we actually weren't even
out of
invited.
The 75.
We weren't invited, we just showed up.
Yeah,
I mean.
Well done.
Pretty much how we roll usually.
But I mean, explain what they do out there, because you guys are so close to it. Explain what is done out there, how you train people and.
So it's an automotive school for high school students, a ROP style program. We take about 12 to 15 students per class, and they come in on like what we call a scholarship program. But basically, we get donors to donate money to the school,
like the Peterson Museum.
And we have Sarah Lee Baldwin, other people that have like donated money to the actual school. And that helps pay for all of our teachers and for the classes and all our equipment and everything. And it's actually set up really well. We just started the welding lab over there, and then soon we're hopefully going into auto body. So we keep trying to expand so that we can teach all aspects. But we're trying to teach more of a hands-on and get the kids the tools in their hands. You know, because once they're like, oh, I can actually do this, then they can go into tech schools or a little bit more. But we really want them just to understand that, like, you can do this and there's a need out there for it. And just making sure that, you know, we give them something, because not all students are great at doing the academic side. And a lot of kids need to be hands-on and learn, which is, you know, I mean, that's how I am. Like, in school, wasn't that great. But when I come out, I can work on stuff, no problem. And I can understand things. And once I understand stuff, I can sell stuff, you know? So
we noticed that there was a lack of that happening at local schools, like local high schools. Basically, there was no more automotive ROP programs there. So basically, we came up with that program so that any of the local high school students could actually come to our program, like she said, for free or on a scholarship, so that they could get into automotive. So if it wasn't available at their school, they could come to AXC and take automotive classes. So we had five classes that are like, you know, an intro to auto, so more mechanical based. Again, we went into welding. So now we have the welding classes for the last year now. And then the next thing on the docket is auto body and paint. Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's a great
program
for kids to learn not only that, but also it's going to help the aftermarket and the auto industry, because it keeps people enthusiastic. Because they're still involved, right?
Yeah.
I know that's what Pete was always about and how we got Alex involved, Alex Exadius is who we're talking about, you know, because it was such a great deal. Now, aside from that,
I keep having to sneeze.
As you aptly pointed out earlier, and I said men, you are very immersed, Teresa, in trying to get women involved in a big way. And that's something you brought up, Jesse, earlier, Jesse Combs, with Real Deal Revolution. And you're still both really involved in that. Tell us what that's all about, because this is what's so cool. You're doing all these things while you're running your business and keeping this whole aftermarket going, but also you're bringing new blood in, and that's what I love about it. Tell us about Real Deal Revolution.
So, you know what's funny is I'm going to go back to AXC really quick, because one of the things that Pete would always say is like, there was this selfish side of why AXE started is because he needed, you know, employees. Yeah. So like part of it was like us too. It's like, there's lack of that out there. So now going into Real Deal, it's the same kind of thing. Like Jesse and I, she already saw that I was doing AXE with my family and stuff. And then, so in 2014, she was like, I've always wanted to do this. I have always wanted to get, you know, girls involved and show them that they're capable of doing these things and be able to do hands-on workshops. She's like, do you want to do this with me? I was like, in, like done, you know, like all about this, you know, because she already knew that her and I were both these people that were in the aftermarket, in automotive. We passionately loved it with all of our heart and soul, but to show that, to help others, to get the next generation in and involved. Because it's like, how is our industry going to grow? Like, how is it going to thrive and do that? So our family had already, we know that that's such an important part. Like our dad was in the ROP program too. So that's how he got, you know, into doing what he did, because other people like mentors helped him get into that. So we were like, we already knew, like, we need to do this. We need to help others. We need to get them excited and involved. And so Jesse and I basically started Real Deal out of us wanting to show other women that they were fully possible of, you know, of doing what we were doing right now, you know, going out and building, you know, these vehicles, you know, her going out and same thing. She was, you know, metal shaping and welding and she has her like Lincoln Electric gear and all of these things. So we literally, it would just be the two of us. We built this booth. It was so rad. We designed it, we built it. We called it our hard up, not our easy up, because it would take us like an hour to put this booth together. People be like, what are they doing? But then we put it up and they're like, that thing's beautiful. You know, it's made out of metal and wood. And we'd go to these shows and teach people how to weld and to pinstripe. You know, it was like, we just wanted, it's one of those things where people come up and they go, I've always wanted to do that. And we're like, great. Today's your day. You're going to learn how to do it right now. And you know, it takes that intimidation factor out of it, where they're just like, oh, okay, cool. You know, and they just come up and, you know, like, yes, between men and women, like women have a slightly different way of how they teach and how their approach is and stuff like that. And so what Real Deal is all about is just us as women showing that, you know, we have the knowledge and the skills to do all of that, and that we want to share that with others. And it's funny because we do hands-on workshops. We go to events, you know, and do quick demos at events and stuff. We do an event called Babes Ride Out. That was mine and Jesse's favorite event to go to. We would ride our motorcycles there, you know, show up and then teach welding. I would teach pinstriping. We had other ladies that would come in and do, Sarah's done leather work. We had blacksmithing. I mean, we have like the gamut of women that know all of these skilled trades like that, you know. Now we've evolved it into doing, you know, suspension 101 classes with Sarah, how to gear up your thing. So we're trying to evolve it, but it's, you know, like you said in the beginning, Brad, it's all about like us being hands-on, and like, we already know we wanted to do this, but that's how Jesse was too. She was all about, hey, I want to go do these things. I want to build these things. you know, how do we get everyone else excited and involved to do the same thing?
And I think it's important too that, like she said, it started out with her and Jesse teaching, and last year we had 20 women teaching.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So it's like now we have 20 women out there helping teach their skilled trades. And it's, I mean, and now they're doing it on like motorcycle 101 classes. Yep. They, you know, Ava did, you know, a Facebook Live maintenance class. And then we have other women that are out there like, oh, you know what? I can do this. And it's really great. And the one thing we have to say is Real Deal is women teaching. But it's for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not just kids.
We teach men. It's everyone.
Everybody.
So, yeah.
But the women are the ones that are teaching the classes. So people go like, oh, but I want to learn this. And it's like, yeah, no problem. Come to the classes. We don't have a problem if it's a guy, girl, kid, whoever it is.
We've had
families of
12-year-olds come to classes. We've taught 5- and 7-year-olds how to weld and how to think. Seriously, you're not too young to learn those things. You really aren't. We're too old, whatever, you know?
Yeah. Fantastic. You guys are doing some great stuff. Really.
Love it.
The other thing, guys, is that they package it so everybody can kind of be in. They've got a blog. They have a Overland series of videos that they're starting up. And you've got your websites. And you also, if I'm correct, I'm trying to remember, you have some apparel out that a portion of it goes towards desert cleanup.
Yes, we have that coming up.
So all of our Baja Forged apparel. So we actually have a desert cleanup coming up on September 19th. And when, you know, we started looking into doing the desert cleanups, and because we just wanted to give back, because it's like we're out in the desert all the time. We're doing all these runs, and when you go out there and it's like you start seeing all this trash out there and like people just dumping stuff, and that's our problem. I don't know, it's just, you know, you think like, man, like these people are coming out here, like pick it up and take it back with you and stop, like, I don't know. So anyways,
well, it's like us taking new people, like if we're like, hey, come out with us to look at our beautiful earth, and it's
trash. Yeah.
Yeah, it's trash
all over it. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
we
organized
our part.
Yeah, we organized a desert cleanup with Milestar Tire and a couple of other companies that are coming out to help support us. But we realized that, like, it all costs money, even though we're trying to do it for free, like trying to get the dumpsters out there, trying to organize everything. All the little things have cost to it. You know, with like a couple of the Jeep groups we've done, they have like trail, like adopted trails and things like that, or just different things. And so like I was talking to Teresa and I'm like, you know, we sell our clothing for our branding
and
stuff.
Jason, but we don't talk about him
and
too
Jason,
much.
Yeah.
My husband, he's part of this too.
Yes. you know, we just talked about it. It's like, you know, We sell our apparel for, you know, branding and stuff like that because, you know, Teresa, we love to get our apparel out there. But we talked about it and we're like, you know, we need to make sure that some of these proceeds go back to keeping our deserts clean. Yeah. What we go out there and promote and we're telling people to go do. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, we were giving back in like a different way too. So those proceeds that we make, the 10% will go towards helping clean up our deserts and keeping our trails open.
That's great.
That's one thing really nice about the Overland community that I found too. Tomorrow I'm going to an Overland and Van Expo at Sierra Tahoe, and it's on right on the website, you know, that there's some cleanups and some really cool stuff. But the Overland community and the off-road community is so cool. We have a Rubicon group that goes out and cleans up the Rubicon and maintains it, you know, a bunch of volunteers. It's really cool that you guys are you girls are seeing that through as well, because it's really important, you know. We got to keep things good because there's so much traffic, especially now after COVID or during COVID. People are ripping to get out, and not only
it's packed out there.
I know, and a lot of them aren't real responsible.
Yes.
Tahoe is inundated with trash right now, and we're having a hard time collecting it. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's just because there's too many people all the time and they're not taking care of the environment because they're visiting, you know.
Right.
Why is it they can haul it out, but they can't haul it back? Everybody.
Yeah, they can haul it in.
Probably because the roof rack broke on the way out there. Yeah.
They didn't have a Baja Ford roof rack.
No.
More reason to.
And you're right, Matt, but it's funny. Like, people's easy ups will, like, break, and they just leave them out there.
Yeah.
You know, they terrible. Don't take them back with them or something. So terrible. So it is. It's, like, large items like that.
Yeah, we were off-roading the other day, and there was a full-on spa out there.
I was just going to say, we saw a bathtub
here.
What it's funny because I walk around the streets of LA and I see toilets and mattresses. Is that the same? Because they're just on the streets here. I used the one right out in front of my place just the other day, and everyone got mad at me.
No, it's great. It's really in my
bathroom.
Yeah, right. It was Brad's toilet actually. There was a mattress out in the median of Venice Boulevard, and somebody went over and spray painted. Cheapest rent in LA. Just sitting right there. I was like, all right. I mean, you could have dragged it to a trash can or something, but the joke is funny too. I get it.
It probably fell off the top of a vehicle that wasn't tied down properly and they couldn't get it. So if you see him on the freeway.
Live in LA, you know why Baja Forged was created, because you're going to need an off-road vehicle just to get down the streets pretty soon. It's
pretty much.
100%. So, we filled your apocalypse vehicle.
Yes, exactly.
Apocalypse vehicle.
So why don't we go through all of your websites, where they can find your blog, where they can find your, for all, everything. Go for it.
We have a link for you. No, not
hey, no
all.
Secrets now. No
they're
secrets.
They're discussing. They're like, what are the websites?
There's so many. I'm like, you have to talk to them.
I was trying to ask them. No.
So LGECTS, we have LGE-CTS.com, our website. You can find all of our builds. So basically, if you want us to do a custom build for you, or if we can help you build it yourself, like, that's our goal now, is to, you know, all over the country, all over the world, that we can help someone else build our designs and stuff. So you can also find us on Instagram @LGE_CTS Motorsports. For Baja Forge, we have BajaForge.com, and then @BajaForge on Instagram. All of those are on Facebook as well. And then we also have RealDealRevolution.org. So it is a 501c3 nonprofit. So, you know, proceeds go to basically all of the women helping to do workshops and things like that, so that, you know, we can go out there and, you know, get that out there and evolve that. So we also have Instagram @RealDealRevolution. And then AXC, you actually have to go to the learning centers. So at Fairplex, it's a little bit different. I believe it's TLC. Fairplex.com for that one as well.
Yeah, and on our LGE-CTS.com website, we have what we support in there, and there's links to everything at the bottom. Yeah.
Cool. So, and then personally, I am Design Muse on Instagram.
Yeah, and I'm a 1970 Budster.
Yeah, so.
Budster, I know that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We're coming into a holiday weekend. I know you're probably itching to get out the door and go have some of this fun. So
go to Baja.
So, all right. I like to hear that. And guys, where can they find you both?
Yeah, you can find me at Motorator on all the social media. All the social medias.
Aaron?
I'm Aaron Hagar. We're all over the place. And the Rat Runners Garage is the website.
You can find me at Bradley_Fanshaw on Instagram, best place. And Matt, where can they find our show?
Check us out at shiftandsteer.com. And of course, the podcast, you know, you guys are listening to it, so you know it's on iTunes and a couple of the other apps. But we appreciate you, you know, just sharing it with a friend, posting it up on your social media, saying, you know, these guys aren't so terrible.
I'm just really confused because after, 5 years, Brad still asks Matt every week, where can we find our show? Where can they find our show? He still doesn't know.
He has no idea. No idea.
I have short-term memory loss. Make fun of me.
Wait, what did you just say? I forgot already.
Right?
Well, girls, really, really, really good to see
us. On, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for having us on Shift and Stir, you guys. This was awesome. Oh, we love you guys and everything you guys are doing too.
We love you both, and we will see you very soon.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
If you like this show, also listen to Man Seeks Adventure and Dixon's Wild Ride. You can find Man Seeks Adventure at manseeksadventure.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.